Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title real quick.
Sure. Hey, my name is Jorge Perdomo. I'm the founder and lead artist behind the Fluffy Cloud.
And it is all part of, is it Fever or Secret DC? What's the overall group that puts it on?
We're working with Fever as our ticketing and production partner as we take it to a variety of different cities. But it's actually a Burning Man project. So we're our own little camp that goes out and takes this thing out into the desert. And then we do these shows off in the, what we call the default world to help raise funds to cover the pretty significant costs associated with taking a giant spaceship looking thing out into the middle of the desert once a year.
Awesome. So, all right, cool. So it is, so it's a fundraiser for, I guess, Burning Man 2023. This will raise money for the Burning Man festival.
Well, yeah, it's not the festival itself. That's not how it works. Basically, at Burning Man, everything is brought by the participants. So we are participants. And everyone has like a different kind of what we call a gift, a different kind of interactivity that you bring. You know, some people do little bars, some people do, you know, massage, you know, some people do TED Talks, and some people do like music experience, music and light type, you know, more concert like experiences. And that's our gift. So we raise the money and then we spend it to actually produce this experience out in the middle of the desert.
Gotcha. All right. Well, without further ado, let's talk about the DC thing. So tickets go on sale on Tuesday. The show is October 8th is when it actually is going to come to DC. So explain what exactly is it? I mean, if people, we'll post the photos. It just is mind blowingly dazzling looking, but paint a visual picture for the radio, if you can, of what these images are.
Yeah, of course. If you're not looking at a photo, just imagine a stereotypical UFO like object, like literally something out of, you know, a 1950s, you know, Pulp Fiction type thing, or even, you know, Mars Attacks. And imagine this structure that looks like a UFO. It's about three stories tall and equally wide. So almost 30 feet tall and 30 feet wide. And this giant, you know, ellipsoid oval obe thing on four legs basically is packed with 60,000 watts of speakers, as well as 33,000 LEDs. And basically we throw this entire event, you know, music and games and food and drinks and all that other kind of stuff. And it's, you know, very, you could call it an electronic music concert in some way, but I feel like that really doesn't do justice to the experience, because it really is like it's a very interactive space. We try to like take inspiration from Burning Man for that. You know, the sound system is unlike anything before, because it's like suspended over your head. So you're kind of getting like bathed in sound as it like rocks down on you. And then of course we have like a bunch of like, you know, interactive games, all the LEDs, like all that kind of crazy stuff. So it's quite unlike anything else that's out there.
Awesome. Give me a little bit of the history behind it, because it debuted 2019, I think, before making its way around different cities around the country.
Yeah. So it came out at Burning. So we debuted at Burning Man 2019, and then after that, we were invited and exhibited over at Art Basel in Miami for a week. Then basically, we did another regional in that area, and then COVID hit, so all of our plans were canceled for, you know, 2.5 years or something along those lines. But luckily things are opening up again. So then we came back, did a show in LA in October 2021. Since then, we basically have done shows in LA, Vegas, Austin, San Francisco. And although it hasn't happened yet, it will happen before DC. We'll be doing New York as well. And then going to be looping that back down across the South too, in the, you know, and we'll be announcing that in a little bit. But awesome. Yeah, it's going all over the place.
So where exactly in DC? It says Gateway DC. I know, I can tell our listeners that that's sort of, it's right. Well, and you even have a map on your website, but it's right across the river in Southeast DC on Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue, sort of near where Berry Farm is. But how do you guys go about picking the location? And like, I guess just sort of explain how that works. When you come into a town, you have like a park or a little space, and then how do you just outfit it?
That's the hardest thing there is in this entire process, is actually finding a space where we can host something of this size. We have to like use like heavy equipment and a giant crane and all these other things. So finding an outdoor space in an urban environment where you can have, you know, a festival grade you know, production is very difficult to do, particularly when, you know, basically Live Nation has bought everything and won't allow any art or anything else to happen that isn't under their, you know, world. So I'm not going to be the first person to say that. And I'm very okay with saying that out loud. So that's a big challenge, but, you know, we basically scout a variety of different like parks or, you know, public spaces or private spaces. And we try to find a place where, you know, it's possible to get, you know, the proper permits to do that with sound and all that and not annoying the neighbors. So it's a whole thing. It's a whole thing. We don't usually have a lot of options in most cities. Again, it probably would have been different before the Live Nation Ticketmaster merger, but, you know, this is the world we live in now.
The world we live in now, but the spaceship will descend on our town, like Close Encounters of the Third Kind or something. Name an old sci-fi movie. It'll be really cool over at Gateway DC. So how does the music part work? Are there going to be local DJs spinning or celebrity DJs, or who's providing the electronic dance music?
Yeah, so we usually bring in almost 100% international artists. We usually do, I think we're going to have like one or two local artists possibly in the opening slots, but we don't actually announce our lineups. So our lineups are, you know, like we do this for a variety of reasons, but yeah, no, they're definitely international artists that are playing, but we keep that on the DL. We do tell people so they at least know what they're getting into. Like our sound is pretty well defined. We do a lot of like melodic techno, progressive, and like indie dance, dark disco type music. So it's like driving, but emotional, but at the same time, you know, if you look it up, you'll get a good idea. And you can also see a lot of our previous lineups, both at Burning Man, the, you know, and other places of what we've done.
Cool. All right. Well, in addition to we've talked about the light display, the cloud, and all the music. What else do we have in terms of maybe like food and drink? Is there going to be concessions available?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So we have like, you know, there's a bar, there's always a few different food trucks. We have a variety of like kind of interactive games and stuff like that. You know, everything from, you know, cornhole to ball pits to, you know, little like, you know, like LED swings. And, you know, we always try to also activate some of the local Burning Man community. So if we could find other art cars or other art installations, we bring those in too. We also have like a vendor marketplace that's usually like, you know, anywhere between 15 to 20 different local vendors that are like selling, you know, different kinds of like clothing and like handmade art, you know, paintings and stuff like that. So there's like a lot of stuff to do. You're not just there standing like, you know, under this massive stage, although that is a lot of what you're doing. You also have the chance, yeah, to get food, get drinks, you know, maybe buy some new clothes, you know, some new accessories, like just kind of all very Burning Man-y type vibe.
Awesome. And then, I mean, you've already answered this, but just so you know, I'm going to put together two radio pieces because we alternate them every hour. That way, if you're stuck in traffic, you hear you don't hear the same thing. But so basically, I'm just going to have you one more time so I can have a second version of what you already said. But tell me, just describe the visual of it again. You mentioned how many thousands of LED lights. Just say it again. All right. So let me pose it to you this way. If our listener comes and they're standing under this giant cloud and they look up, what are they going to see?
If they look up, they're going to see basically an entire ceiling of, for all intents and purposes, out in the open air of 33,000 LEDs, kind of like using a lot of different kinds of fractal and kind of psychedelic type patterns, all acoustically synced to the music. So they'll look, and it's all behind this like fluffy exterior that really does look like a real cloud when you're up close to it. And then behind that fluffy exterior that's being lit in, you know, this full RGB LED, you know, light show, we have this hidden sound system. So you actually can't even see the sound system. We actually go through the lighting layer. It's actually acoustically transparent, which was a big engineering feat. And essentially, you know, you get bathed, you know, it's not just what you see, but it's what you feel. Like when you're standing directly underneath this thing and you're getting hit with like overhead subwoofers that can go down to below 28 Hertz, which is like 30% lower frequency than anything else that's out there. It's like infrasound. It's not so much just that you hear it, you feel it. Like it's like vibrating the hairs on your arm. Like, it's a very corporeal experience that I think it's really hard to describe. You got to basically be there to and experience it to understand it.
Thanks for giving me some gold sound bites in there. The vibrating, the hairs on your arms. I mean, you know what you're doing. Thanks for my really make it easy for me. I guess before we run, what's in a name? How did you guys get together and decide to call this the Fluffy Cloud?
Well, it's quite literally fluffy. Like, yeah. if you actually, you know, touch it, it's actually about 4 inches of like basically polyfill for all intents and purposes, plus some other treatments that we had to put into it. And so it's actually fluffy. So that's where it came from. And
it's ended like a giant more marshmallow like a, or something.
Yeah. Like it was supposed to look more like an actual cloud, not like a UFO, but
yeah,
just logistically, like what would fit in the trucks and just like the mechanics of build, strike and transportation. Like it ended up just becoming more ovoid. So there actually is a lot of texture and like different depth to it as you get close to it, but it's so big that when you're from far away, you can't see those different levels of texture, even though it's sometimes like the variance is like 6, 7, 8 inches. It's just from far away, it all kind of flattens out and it ends up looking like a UFO instead. So it was designed to look more like a stereotypical like cloud type thing. But, you know, art takes its own way sometimes. So, you know, we've learned to love it for what it is. And we're happy to call it the fluffy UFO or, you know, the space potato, whatever people want to affectionately call it. But, you know, we call it the fluffy cloud.
No, it looks awesome, man. And yeah, I mean, I'm going to have to, when they're listening to this broadcast, they're going to, on the radio, they're going to think it's, they're going to see it and it's going to be like a Orson Welles, like War of the Worlds. They're going to be calling in our, thanks to you, they're going to be calling our radio station saying aliens have landed in Southeast DC.
I hope so. People will see it on the side of the road. I mean, this thing is 20,000 pounds of like sound, light and craziness. Just really is an engineering project. So, That's awesome. It's not just, you know, another regular stage that someone slaps some speakers and a laser onto. This is really, really quite unprecedented in the world.
They'll see it from, I don't know, can we say they'll see it from miles away? Or at least from blocks away, they'll see it.
I mean, yeah, I mean, it's 3 stories tall. So I don't remember exactly how tall the buildings are around that park that we're in. But you'll definitely, depending on what the vantage point is, you'd probably be able to see it. If you were flying in, you'd probably be able to see it from the air. Yeah.
You're right. You're actually right across the river from Reagan National Airport. So there, I guarantee you there'll be people flying in on planes saying, what the hell is that? It's going to be awesome. All right, cool. Well, I guess just a final question. Just how can they find out more? How much are tickets? Like, you know, the logistic kind of stuff.
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, probably the easiest way to find the tickets, which is, you know, somebody that's, you know, listening right now and isn't taking like, you know, physical notes is, so just go to our Instagram page. It's at Real Fluffy Cloud. And then if you just click on the link in our bio there, it can directly take you to the tickets. Anything else I were to tell you would be like a much longer URL and be hard to figure out. You can also go to our website, which is thefluffycloud.org. But usually just jumping on our Instagram, that's where we have all the latest updates. That's where it's linked to all of our different shows. And you can also, you know, watch a bunch of videos and different things and everything from the making of this structure from in the past all the way to our most recent shows. So if you want to get to know the project a little better, just jumping on Instagram and going on at Real Fluffy Cloud is probably the best way to do it. And then you'll link right out there to the tickets.
Sounds great. Hey, thanks for joining us on Making Time, especially on a Sunday. I appreciate it.
Of course. No, thank you.